From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Area kids off from school for the summer will be getting 23,000 free meals over the course of 2 months through the efforts of Eureka City Schools and Food for People. Food for People serves meals at 18 locations around the county. Sites such as the Boys and Girls Club in Eureka, Dream Quest in Willow Creek, Newburgh Park in Fortuna, and Fireman's Park in Rio Del. They're put together by volunteers at the Senior Resource Center and then picked up and driven to the sites. The Humboldt Transit Authority and UPS do a lot of that. HTA takes the meals south, and UPS takes them east to Hoopa and Willow Creek. Food for People will assemble 12,000 meals this summer. The school district provides another 11,000. An arrest has been made in a Wednesday night stabbing in Crescent City. Police say it happened on the 1300 block of Front Street at about 8:25 p.m. The victim received at least one wound to the torso. Police say the suspect, 20-year-old Joseph DeFord, fled the scene into some nearby woods. Authorities brought in a canine officer, and DeFord was apprehended and placed under arrest. He faces attempted murder and possibly other counts in connection with the incident. No word on the identity or condition of the victim. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is seeking nominations to appoint a representative to the Partnership Health Plan of California Board of Commissioners. Partnership is the Medicaid-managed care health plan for Humboldt County's Medi-Cal patients. It's a county-organized health system serving 14 counties, and it's governed by a 33-member Board of Commissioners. That board seeking nominations to fill one seat to represent Humboldt County. Commission members are appointed by the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors to serve a four-year term. In an effort to provide southern Humboldt residents with better access to their elected officials and the Planning and Building Department, the county will open a satellite office in Redway starting on Monday. The Redway location is at 3156 Redwood Drive. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell will hold office hours there Fridays 9 a.m. to noon, and Planning and Building will be open for drop-in service on Mondays and Wednesdays from 9:30 to 3:30. Basic planning and building services will be available Mondays and Wednesdays. Staff from Code Enforcement and Current Planning will be on site Mondays, and staff from Cannabis Services and Long Range Planning will be on site Wednesdays to provide specialty support in those areas. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.